success. I'm Gary Manning. I'm the rector, that's Episcopal speak, for pastor of Trinity Episcopal Church in Wauwatosa. Sharon and Dave, Lizzie and Jake are parishioners of mine. And I am grateful for Father Matthew's invitation to be able to participate in this liturgy. One of the things that I'm always amazed about when I hear family members speak of a loved one that has departed this life are the things that make the memory book. It's the ordinary stuff of life. Meals shared, trips taken, laughter around just ridiculous moments. Those are the things that come back to us. Those are the things that accumulate over a lifetime of living and loving. Those are the moments that draw us together as human beings. Last week, as Mary's family gathered around her bedside, and we prayed the prayers just before she left this life for the next one, I gave the family a bit of an instruction. You see, there's a service in the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer, and it's called the Ministry at the Time of Death. And we live in a culture that avoids death at all costs. We live in a culture where death is seen as the great enemy. We live in a culture that will prolong unnecessarily people's lives to avoid death. But the prayer book, and indeed Christian faith, has proclaimed that through the resurrection of Jesus, death has been conquered. And so death is a part of one's faith journey. That said, I always feel before I give the prayers at the ministration of time of death that I have to explain it to the family. Because there's one particular prayer. It's the prayer where the priest says to the person dying, "Depart, O Christian soul, from this world." For people not used to hearing that language, it's often shocking. But as I told Mary's family, as much of a churchgoer as she is, the last thing I'm going to do is ad lib on a service out of the prayer book. We prayed those prayers, and not long after, Mary entered the larger life of Christ. We are here today to celebrate Mary's life. We are here today, those of us who knew her and loved her as a family member or a friend, we're here to mourn our loss. We're here to grieve because we miss Mary now, and we will miss her in the days ahead. But for Christian people, we gather not only to remember and to share stories and to support one another in our grief, we gather in hope. Because for Christian people, the end of this life is not the end of it all. We have a hope that extends beyond the grave. On the night before he died, Jesus is with his friends, and he gives this amazing farewell speech. We had a bit of it in the gospel reading. I still prefer the King James Version. "I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If I go to prepare a place, I'll come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then Jesus says, and you know the way to the place where I'm going. And you gotta love Thomas. He says what all the rest of us are thinking. Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way. I am the way. Mary knew this Jesus as her way. To live a life of faithfulness and love. To live a life of service and compassion is to follow the way of Jesus. And it's an amazing thing. The holy life looks a whole lot like an ordinary life. But it is in those moments of ordinary day-to-day living that we walk the path of Jesus. I don't believe anything that I could say sums up Mary's life more than the third verse of that song we sang at the gospel procession, talking about saints. They lived not only in ages past. There are hundreds of thousands still. The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will. You can meet them in school, or in lanes, or at sea, in church, or in trains, or in shops, or at tea. For the saints of God are just folk like Mary and you and me. And because of examples like hers, I mean to be one too.